All right, so I'd like to begin the Siman Zadi Gimel today. Maybe we'll be able to do the whole Siman. It's only one Sif. The title of the Siman, the topic of the Siman is Kedera Shabishal Babasal Levasha Bachala, which is something I assume we knew about before starting our day, that you don't use a fleshy pot to cook milchik food. But just to understand what this is all about, just the background. So in Sif Aleph, I mean, there only is one Sif. In the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Tzadi Zayin Aleph, we have the following statement: Omer Rava, source number one. Omer Rava, Mereish Havakakashli Hodatanya Kedera Shabisho Babosol Evashu B'Cholam. Right, we have the Brice that tells us this: a pot which is cooked for meat can't be used for milk. In Bisho B'Nosim Tam. If you did, then you have to see if the meat flavor that's absorbed in the pot gives off milk. However, Truma Evashu B'Chulin. You have a pot that's used for truma. Kohen has a pot that's used to cook truma. They shouldn't cook chulin in it. Being bishal but no sentam. Also, but no sentam. So, what do you mean no sentam? How do you tell if it's no sentam? Because there seems to be a parallel that says by basur cholov, it's the same din as by truma and chulin, that you have to assess whether the, let's say, the basur gave off the tam to the cholov, or the truma gave the tam to the chulin. How are you going to tell whether it's no sentam or not? So bishul and truma time like coin. If you're talking about truma and chulin got mixed, or truma part that was used, ask a coin to taste it. He can eat either way, right? The coin can eat either way. Rashi says, so it's two time like coin, so shnei mutarim la chulin va truma. He can eat chulin and truma. So let him taste it and let us know whether the truma gives off flavor to the chulin or not. However, v'pas v'cholov man timely, who can taste it? How are you going to know? So it says, Hashtag Yochanan, Samchin Akfela Aramo, Hachanami Samchin Akfela Aramo. Okay, the Rabbi Yochanan Quran, Akfela. Akfela is a taste expert. Okay, like a chef or some type of a culinary expert. You know, a chef or somebody who's very, whose palate has to taste food all the time, so he knows what flavors can be discerned. So, an Aramo means Azukoy, Aram, right? So, Akfela Aramo. Rashi earlier on the page, and so I printed in source three. Rashi there says Tzadi Zayin Aleph Samchin Akfela Afagav Lo Kachavim. Even though it's a goy, doesn't have that monos usually. We can't usually use a non-Jew to help us with halachic decisions. But Kevin the Akfela will almost shaker shall have so. This guy is known and wants to remain known as a food expert, a culinary expert, and therefore he's not going to tell us anything. Say, no, there's no meat flavor here. Then I'll eat it and I'll see what it means. Here's meat flavor. So, haha, I tricked you. Okay, that's going to be bad for his position as an expert. Okay, so according to Rashi, anyway, that was Tosis. I read it wrong. That was Tosis. Tosis. According to Tosis, we believe the person, because he doesn't want to ruin his reputation. Even though, according to Tosafot, it does not seem to be that he has to be Mesiach HaBitumo. He can even know why we're asking him, but he's not going to lie. He's not going to say something that's not true because he wants to maintain his reputation. That's a little bit of a machlokas. Rashi says earlier on the daf, that's what I meant before I printed it in this order. Source number four, Rashi earlier on the daf, Tzadi Zayin Aleph says, Litame Kfele. Kfele, he says, Nachtom. Nachtom usually means a baker, but it doesn't have to be a baker. It means a cook, some person who knows flavors and knows tastes and so on. Nachtom Rechavash, meaning the Mutal Ismachal of Fitumo. Rashi stresses that you have to, you can rely on him just telling, talking. Below Yodi'u, Shetzrichno Dvaris of Heti. You shouldn't tell him, we need to know for religious reasons what this tastes like and so on. Then it's going to, either afraid he'll make something up or get confused. Or just ask him, what does this taste like to you? You're the expert in food. What flavors can you discern here? You don't let him know that it's for any kind of religious purposes. So that may be a machlokas Rashi and Tosas, because Tosas says even if the Tosas doesn't put that caveat in that it has to be Mesiach Levitumo. We'll discuss this more another time, but Tosas doesn't seem to put in the caveat that it has to be Mesiach Levitumo. Tosas says either way, the person that can be the non-Jew can be trusted because he doesn't want to mess up his reputation, you know, as a culinary expert. Okay. Anyway, Lamai said that's the din that emerges there is Kedera Shabisha Babosa Basha Bachalov. So this is parallel to Sugi at the very end of Avodah Zarah, which we're going to see several times later in the year. Bez Hashem, Daf Ayin Ham and Bez, don't over to Ayin Vom and Al. The very end of Avodah Zarah, Tanar Abanam. person purchases utensils, pots, pans, whatever, silverware from a non-Jew, used, okay, not new ones. So dvarim shelo nishtamish behem matbilan vehein tahorim. If actually it was never used, it was brand new. So then matbilan vehein tahorim. Now you have to put through the mikveh tefilas kelim. That's a different thing. People mix up tefilas kelim has nothing to do with kasher and kelim. Tefilas is nothing. I've gotten phone calls over the years from people who called and said they made a mix-up in the kitchen. They have to bring the pot to the mikveh. Nothing to do with no, that's a different din altogether. Okay? So matbilan v'hein tahorim, need tefilas kelim. Okay? Dvarim shenishtamish ben ayidei tzonein, if it's stuff that's used only with kol, kegon, kosos, kitonos, tzuchayos, you know, certain types of cups, and this is all used for kol. So then madichon, then you have to wash them, that's all. There was no bliya, right? It was only used for kol. So then you have to madichon. Umatpil, again, you have to take the mikveh, hem tahorim, then good. Then it's good. Dvarim shenishtamish ben ayidei chamin, but things through heat, through hot water, go hayoros, kumkumusim, mechamecham, types of pots and so on. Then magila, then you need hagala. We talked about it a little yesterday, right? Then you have to kasha through boiling water. And again, umatbilin, you have to immerse the mikveh. And behein tahorim, good. And finally, dvarim shenishtamish ben ayidei haor, not through hot water. Chamin means hot water. Shenishra ayidei haor mamish, on the fire, mamish. So then go rashpudim, askalos, it's like, you know, a spit, a rotisserie thing that you grill or something you put directly over the fire. So then meladna, then you need libun. Well, we discussed the difference yesterday. Then you need libun and matbun mehin tarn. Okay, good. Bechulan shnishtashra ad shalayatu lo shalayagim shalayabin. What if you used it before doing any of this? We'll forget about the mikveh now, but let's say you used it. Let's say you used it before kashering it, before doing what you had to do. So here, tarachada asr, okay, and the tanidah mudr. Here we have machlokis. Okay, one opinion is osir, and the osir is because of the bliyasa isir, the things we use by a goy. So he used it for bacon and for shrimp and for whatever else, non-kosher food. So there's a bli of non-kosher food in this item. So the tam kikur, so therefore he says osir. The other side says mutter. Okay. And what's the machloka? What is the machloka about around? So Mara says, lo kasha, ha kemandam anosin tam levgam osir, ha kemandam anosin tam levgam mutter. Everybody agrees that there's a bli of iser, but it depends how long. Okay, after 24 hours, we assume whatever flavor is going to emerge from the walls of the pot when you use it now for your kosher food. So there may be a flavor of non-kosher meat or non-kosher fish or whatever, but it's going to be no same time of gum. After a while, the flavor gets rancid, you know, gets spoiled, and therefore it's going to impact it negatively. So that's called no same time of gum osir, no same time of mutter. The other said, no, even no same time of gum is osir. So the more asks, okay, well, one second. If you tell me that no sin tam of gam is mutter, so gula of the kom da osar achmona, hechem ishkachas. So gula of the kom, that's the nickname for, you know, again, cooking with non-kosher pots and pans that belong to a guy, that's gula hakom, gula nachri, okay. All right, hopefully there won't be any problem. Okay, all right, hopefully there won't be any problem. Anyway, so that's the case. So if you hold no sin tam of gam is mutter, so what's the whole problem with getting a kelim from the gulei klei nachu, gulei klei midyan? That's the original source in the story of Parshas Matos. So where is all this, you know, what's the problem? Okay, well, why not? You can always use the pots and pans. Just wait 24 hours. So I can go ahead and take pots and pans from non-Jew, even used. And even if there's bleeds, I don't have to patch with kashering anything. Right? Let's leave it alone. After 24 hours, it's good. So that's the one that's kashering. You don't have to go home to Osir Achmon. So you're right. The Torah only talking about when it is a Ben Yomo or Kedera Bas Yomo. But the lab knows the time of gamu. Then whatever flavor comes out is not livgam, then it's positive flavor. So then you have to worry about it. But other than that, it's okay. So the Gemara says makanva listro. After that, it's going to be should be mutter. I mean, the whole discussion of hagolas kelim and you buy from a goy, or even hagolas kelim from basar chalav, or hagolas kelim from pesach. It's only a problem if it's within 24 hours. Is going to be. Gemara says no, it's not. We don't use it either. Gzeira kedera she'ena bas yoma mishum kedera bas yoma. Okay, gzeira kedera she'ena bas yoma ato kedera bas yoma. We don't use it either. We don't use even something that's ben benyom without kashering it. Gzera otto is something that is benyom. That's the conclusion of this gemara. But you don't have to there by saying namim we've come for gam. Okay, that's it, something else. All right. The Rashi just explained. He said you on the bottom of Ayin Hamer Beis 6. It says you have the come to us rachmona b'midyan right. Teksi davir ba'ish v'toyer the boy hagol ha'echem mishkachasa right. That's a pasuk in the Chumash. Right, Parshas Matos says when they got the Gula clay, the clay Midian, after the battle with Midian, they took all that stuff. So it says you have to kasher it through fire. Call Hashem Ba'esh, you know, to Psukim and Parshas Matos. So why do you need the Hagol at all? Why not just rely on waiting it for 24 hours? Someone says, you're right. Okay, the real din is when it's within 24 hours, when it's Ben Yomo or Bas Yomo. But we have Xera Ato, Ena Ben Yomo, Ato Ben Yomo. Okay? Rashi says in 7, the top line of Roman Aleph, Bas Yomo, Shabisho Bob Kamayom, Abo Bishbo Esmo, Kvar Hefig Bo Tamo Belinas Lila. The flavor was already weakened. It was already, not a positive. It became rancid. Belinas Lila. Beshuv Kishapoto, Betavshal Acher, Eno Elof Gam. Whatever flavor is then, comes out into a different thing is only with gum. So, but after that, the lechatchis. But if it's enem and yoma, next Rashi, micham el lishav lechatchila. You mean to tell me the lechatchila you're allowed to use a pot from the guy that's enem and yoma, right? As long as enem and yoma, I can even use lechatchila. So how can it be? I mean, it's against what we've always thought. So the Gemara says, no, it's a gzera otu. Okay, good. Just as a side point, Rashi seems to say that what is it that makes it most in Tom of Gam? Rashi's lotion is, kvar hev there in Rashi, ayin vav and aleph in the Vedazor, there was a basioma, he says, kvar hevig but time of belinas lila. You know, it's sitting overnight. That's the, it doesn't mention 24 hours. It says, linas lila. Okay. However, the Hagos Hashri there in Avodah Zarah, it's not on that same Gemara, it's an early Gemara, but Hagos Hashri on the Rosh, Perek Hei Siman Tes, in Source 9, he talks about So he brings up the name of the Rashbam that you need maize for 24 hours. Rashi Pirish also blishes shosim dofin the laila echad who for tamu this kalka. So it seems to be machlokas. Does it have to be overnight, or less than 24 hours, or does it have to be 24 hours? The Rosh later in Avodah Zarah, and this is in Avodah Zarah, Parakesim and Lamed Vav. So it's number 10. Says Abalimbono Hatzuk Meis Leis Osi Shapir Tvei. He has a few riots from different Gemaras that make it seem more like it's Meis Leis, but at the end he said it's a Machlokas appears for a time in the Re. Okay, he says at the end he writes. You look at the end of the Siman Lamed Vav in that Rosh. He says Bein Choshev the most in Tam of Gam Asher Tishak there a Lila appears for a time or Meis Leis appears Re. He has a Machlokas for a time. Like Rashi and the Ri. Okay, so it's a machlokas. Good. In terms of Psak, so the Rambam tells us Hilchos Machlokas Asuras Perek Tes Aluch Yud Aleph 11. Kedayr Shabisha Bobosol Yvash Vacholav Yimisha Benosan Tan. Good. And that's in Perek Tes. Later on, a Perek Yud Zayin, and it's a mistake. It should say Aluch Beis. Not Aluch. I printed the wrong halacha. But I'll tell you what he says. Rashi says Lamaisan Oser Pat. Okay, cannot be used for mutter food. Really, it's only for 24 hours. After that, it's mutter midoraisa. So therefore, the question now, is it the same by Bosu Chalom? In other words, the conclusion that we want to get into, okay, the conclusion of the sugya in Avodah Zarah is that really, strictly speaking, after 24 hours, we're not dealing with midoraisa anymore. The Zer Darbonim, lechatchila, don't use a kli that Eina Ben Yomo had Blias Isser in it, because Otto using it is Ben Yomo, right? That was the conclusion of the Gemara. All right, so you're not allowed to use it. Fine. So the question is, what's the story about Basu B'Cholav? Okay, L'chore, will we say about Basu B'Cholav also? All right, that the same din. That no sin tam of gam is only Drabbanan, But the evidence we mutter. So would I say the same thing by boss of a chalatz? I have a kli. There's no goy involved. No kli midyan. I have a kitchen. I made a mistake in the kitchen, and that's the simon, right? I have a fleshy pot. I cook milk again. All right. So now, should we say, well, it depends on 24 hours. L'chora, would we say the same thing that after 24 hours you still shouldn't do it l'chatchila? But the evidence is okay. We have been l'chatchila, or would it be a totally different thing? In other words, if you look carefully, before in Chulin, on the Tzadis Islands, on Alam, Source Aleph, it just said, Source 1, Kedera Shabisha Losa Loiva Shabachol. It did not give any limitations or qualifications. Right? That's all the Gemara says. Kedera Shabisha Losa Loiva Shabachol. Didn't say, well, what if it's 24 hours? It didn't seem to make that chilek. The Gemara of Nazar made the chilek. All right, so the question is, what's the story by Basu Cholo? Now, the Sugya in Chulin makes no chilek between Ben Yom or not Ben Yom. Right, only the Sugan of Bodhazar. So the question is, does it apply to Boswa Chalav as well? So the Ritva here in Chulin, not Daf, in Sadi Zahim Aleph, quotes a fascinating position of the Ra'or. We've mentioned a few times, there's a Baal Mechadish. Okay, this is 13. Chidush HaRitva Chulin, Daf Sadi Zahim Aleph, Dimas HaOmer Rabba, it's on this Gemara. Hayim Medakpik Mori HaRa'ozel, Dimitiksani Bin Bisho Benos and Tam, Mechlal de Bekadera Bas Yom Askinen. You came, Laman on the Missin Leibashim Chalav Pshita. Okay. The what the Ra'ah says? Unbelievable. The Ra'ah says, in fact, you can have one set of dishes. Okay, or one set of silverware if as long as you wait 24 hours. That's what he says. He says again, the dafka bebas yoma lo yivashel lechatchila. You should when it says he learned the Gemara Chulin. When it says Kedair Shabisha Babosa or Yvasha Bacholo, the flow of the Gemara sounds like, you know, Bisha Babosa doesn't mean that 10 years ago. It means probably in the last 24 hours, right? This Pashtas in the Gemara.
Well, that's okay. Like, that must be.
Right, that's what he said, right? Well, if assuming it's the same issue, but yeah, that's correct. So that's the Pashtas. He says, so, that's his right. I'll read his lesson again. I am a doctor, Gemara is on the Dixonic, Bisha, but no same time. Like you're saying, that's what he says. Okay, that's what he reads anymore. Being bisho benos in tam, so it talks about tam, mechlal de b'kedera bas yoma askinim. Right, so it's talking about k'dera bas yoma. So, why do you have to tell me that lo yivash v'chol? Of course I can use it. Elo ha'kamashon de dafka b'bas yoma lo yivash v'chol. Avalav bas yoma, shari l'chadchil anami, came in the nose in tam l'fgam. I, the Gemara Vodazor, so he says, Delogozu Chachom, Delav Basioma, Otto Basioma, Kedisa, the Perk Basar Vodazor. The Gemara here in Chulin does not make this Gzera Otto, you know, Benyoma, Otto, and Benyoma, like it did in Vodazor. Why the difference? Because Elabikader, the Bola Isura. Let's remember, we're talking over there in Vodazor about Clay Midjon, Clay Kelly, both Magoy, where the absorbed flavor was Osir. Right? Okay, Isura Bola, right? Bikader, the Bola Isura. As soon as it absorbed the flavor, it made it out in the pot. Here, there's a fleshy pot. You cook meat in it. So what's also? There's no iser. Okay. And so therefore, he quotes this, the Ritva, and he brings a raya actually from Psachim. Okay, behind the Shmuel, Perikol Shaw, Domer Kaderis, Pesach, Mashin, Lachar Pesach, with the Babibu, Ben Minyam, Ben Shalom Mino. They came in the Torah, Bala Hashtanos and Tom of Gan. Okay. After the last big day, last with the Hopla, the Hospital, because we have something else. But Pesach is different because it's a Mashu. Let's look at it. I quoted the Gemara 14. Psachim Laman Amalab. Omarab. Kedair is but Pesach, Yishavru. Okay. Amai. Lishinu Achar Pesach. But he holds that whatever you have, we have to get rid of all Kalim before Pesach. Why not use them for after Pesach? We love Rishalobu Minan. There a dilma asim of Rebbe Mina. Shmuel Amar Lo Yishavir El Amashi Lachar. Zman of Avid Bo Bein Bemina Beishlo Mina. What's the machlokes about? So Rashi tells us, Rab Lo Tamei Domer Chometz Af Lachar Zman Asu Ba'anor Kav Yehuda V'Yisleh Amashu. Because that again, if you remember from Psachim, right, where the Chometz after the Zman remains Asu Ba'anor. Okay, and then there's in the Shuvah Mashu. Anyway, and Rabbe, but others say, no, the halacha is the other way, that we pass like Reb Shimon, that it's not that also afterwards. Anyway, without all the details, the Rashbo, the Ra'or, according to the Ritva's quote, wants to bring a raya, that Shmuel says, the Omar Kedair's Pesach Mashinana, Lulachar Pesach, Avid Babain Beminim Shalom Minna, that's the conclusion. They came in a terrible, okay? It was, that's a raya to me, because when you cooked in it, it was fine. Okay, it's a terrible, it was nothing awesome. And now, after 24 hours, it's also Talmud Gam. So there's no Isser. Okay, and therefore, should be the same thing here by Basar Cholov. There was no Bli of Isser. So there's no problem of Lachar. There's no Gzera of Lo Eina Ben Yom, Ato Ben Yom. You follow? That's the logic of the Ra'ah. The Ritva does say at the end, nobody else says like this. Everyone disagreed with that raw. Okay, it's true. Okay, if you look in the Rashba, certainly, it was a bar pulled to the raw, but he says in 16, he says, the other way, he says, absolutely, you can't use a flashing pot to cook milkings, even if it's not Ben Yomo. And it became pogrom beforehand. He says, we look at it, even if it becomes rancid, but at the time, it was Bolea, right? He says, since it was positive, it was good flavor when it got absorbed, then it remains that way. And he says, just for care from the Gemara regarding Pesach. He says, the Kederis Pesach Chichel, Shemat HaOmer came, Klish and Shemash from Chomets Chorom, as he went Tarim B'Pesach. Otherwise, for care, why was he only concerned about Kalim after, about these Kalim after Pesach? The fact you should be able to use them on Pesach. Okay. After all, I cooked them with chametz during the year, so chametz is mutter during the year. Okay. So elvada I call shabalav and ashvach laolam also lishan rafila ad sheyagil ashdark lahagil bialaben esudark laben b'zeb borav eikar. So clearly, the Rashbam disagrees. Okay. Clearly, the Rashbam disagrees. However, the Ra'o there in the Berak Habayis. Again, I quoted it from the Ritva because it's clearer there, but the Berak HaBayis here, Bayis Dal Shadal, Taflam and Vom Ralam, in the regular edition of the Rashba, it's in 17, he's an Ode Kosav, he says, Nimtzis Omer B'Kedera Shabisha M'Basa Enu Asyoma Shakol Midos Eluba U'Mutter Levasha B'Cholav Lechatchila. It's about all the Shitasa. That's what the Ritva was referring to. I mean, I don't know if he's referring to this, but he says the same thing in the Berak HaBayis, okay? And, The Rashba and the Mishmeres Habayis in 18 disagrees. He says, made a mistake. Okay. And he says, basically, he concludes, U'me'ata bein shara yisurim, u'bein b'bos b'cholov, doesn't matter. Lo yesh klum l'chalek, u'b'chulon kli she'eno ben yomo, osu l'shtamish bo l'chatchila. Okay, and that's the way, that's what he says. So, but just worth knowing that the Ra'ah does have a dissenting opinion on this matter. The Ra'ah's opinion does not make it into the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch passing here now, with this background, Tzadigimel, Tzadigimel, Kedair Shabisha was a basa, lo yivashu v'cholo, bim bisho ba mitoch ba'eis la'eis, osor b'nissin his tam. All right. Then he mentioned the chocolate shower and I could call it there. We'll get that. I will im shom ace kodem shabishuwa. Have a leinos and tam of gam. Umutar hatavshil. Food's going to be okay, but if they were also, like the Rashba, you can't use such a pot. Also, the vashaba lo bosu lo chol. In other words, once you have the pot, the fleshy pot wasn't used 24 hours. Now you cooked milk, and so b'di'evet, the food is okay. B'di'evet, mutar tavshil. Aval akdeira osu levashu bo lo bosu lo chol. You can't use the pot now without kashering it for either thing, because it has a bliya of both of them right now. Okay, osu levashu bo lo bosu lo chol. Ramo adds, aval shardvar mutar. Okay, but you can cook water, you can cook vegetables, you can cook other things inside. Okay, that's the Shulchan Aruch here. The Shach points out a couple of things here. It's a cotton olive. Also, Menos and Tom, Klomar, how do you know? Yati menu kfela. I'd have a kfela taste it. That's why he says, also Menos and Tom. And the Shach simply points out, Barav Ozla Tame, Shakosa Shom, the Ainog and Lismo Chatinus Kochavim, Lechach Kosa Vitzok Lashar Kereget Kalagder. That's in the parentheses, look back in 19. That's, we assume that's the Ramah. You have to be Mishar, means you need Shishim, and that's the Ramah, the Shitoso, that we don't rely, later on, we don't rely on Timus Kfela. Okay, that's point one. Two. But after gav the mashva kamadukti the ein mashva b'tocha kli shishim keneged kol kli. Even though we have a mathematical idea that it can't be shishim in the food that's in the pot against the pot. Okay, that's an assumption. Okay, we can calculate whether it's right or not, but that's an assumption. So ain Rashi Chama Dukti the ain Rashi Betocha Kli Shishin Gerek Kli Yishlomar that it means against. He says you can have it when Mishkacha Sifam She Rochav Hakadera Godol Kol Kach She Actually Mam She Yushin. There are ways with a, you know, with a wide pot with thin walls. What are there ways to do it? Okay, there are ways it can happen. And the next thing he says at the end. He says, you know, against what? Let's say I have this pot, there are many billions of fleshers in it. Right, I've been cooking with this pot flesh for the last 5 years. There are lots of beers. I need shishim against all the beers. Right? I mean, that's you know, let me get that. Right? Shishim, you have how much? There are tons of beers in this pot. So he says, no, we're only worried about the kama bishul talk about. That's a bishul cholov. Okay, he says that we're only worried about the bleas that came in the May slays. All right? That's the Shach in Sukkot and Aleph. In Sukkot and Gimel, he's commenting on this, what's that? Okay. In Sukkot and Gimel, those are the 3 points of the Shach in Sukkot and Aleph. In Sukkot and Gimel, one moment. It's a cotton gimel. The Shach points out Aval Kedera Osul Lavashu Balo Basu L'Cholam. That which we said that once it's the Mutar Tavshal Kedera Osur. So he says that's why, because Lafishu Balu Mishneim Milchah Osul Lavashu Basu L'Katchila Afila Acher Meisleis Mibishul Zeh Kemosh Osul Lavashu L'Cholam L'Katchila B'Kedera Shal Basu Acher Meisleis. Once it has both beliefs inside, so you can't use it for either thing. Again, this is the Rashba, not like the Ra'ah. All right. Miu in bisho b'basa talk meislis bisho b'cholov pshita da tavshal osur. Avol in bisho b'cholov pshita the mutav the yevin. Avol shar dvarim she'en lo shal basa lo shachov gon yurakos dugim. That's mutav levashma filu chatchila. However, he writes no yin lesser klishe and v'nyama filu shar dvarim. The meaning is to answer everything. The meaning is that. He's saying that it should be mutter alpidin, not strictly alpidin. You could use it for parv, okay? But he said that close to the end, the minig is to ask the kli even for parv.
This is a kli that's not ben yom that was cooked with the opposite one.
There's a kli that was not ben yom was cooked with the opposite one, right? Okay, so one second, yeah. Im shoham eislays country, but I don't know. Yeah, im shoham eislays. Right, it was already more than that. But the minig is to the shach said. Yeah, no again less or cliche. And ben yom afil l'shardman. Okay, it's interesting. The I didn't print on the sheets, but there's a tshuva nechsam sofer. When I look it up, it's chelik zayin siman samach dalad. And Shuas Chasam Sofer, he discusses, because again, you'll notice that the Ra'oa did not appear. That Shita that doesn't even appear except the Evan. Okay, because the Ra'oa is completely eliminated. But the Chasam Sofer says, you have a Shas and Chag Godel, he's Mefak Break, whether you can rely on that role. So I just want to point that out. Okay, so that is part A. Yeah, let's say you have stuck, some we have no other things to cook with, and people start, whatever, Shas and Chag Godel. All right, just to be patient all about that raw, but there is also something else, a very interesting Shitas HaRashba, okay, which I'm introducing you to now in Aleph Beis, a Shita HaRashba, which also doesn't appear in the Shulchan Aruch, although Shach quotes it. Also a very interesting Shita. There is a Gemara on that same page in Avodah Zarah, I involve Aleph, okay. Romile Amram, the Rav Sheshes Tanan, Hashpudim Haskala Milabnon Bo'or. All right. It says, we said before, that a spit or stuff that's used directly over the fire, so you have to kasher it through fire. Yeah. The labnan bo'or. Good. But there's another Mishnah by Kachim that says Shpul Brachah Lamagila Mechamen. When you want to present, you know, prevent the Nosar problem. Remember, for the meat for the Karbonis, so you cook something over fire. Let's say it's a Korban Shlomim, so I can eat it today and tonight and tomorrow, right? So, but then it's going to become Nosar. So Magila Mechamen. So that seems to be the theory. Okay. Rashi, it's on the next page, I'm sorry. Rashi is Magila Lo Chashib Kalibun. The Libun serves as a clay. Hagol is not the same as Libun. Libun burns, you know, like we spoke about yesterday. It burns. It's more powerful, more tetzi. Right? It'll burn something it touches. So it's not the same thing. So what's the din? So It's not the same thing. Kachim, in this case of Kachim, not the same as Gilad the Kachim. Hocha et terabola. By Kachim, what it absorbed was a terabola. And also by Klamidin, it's surabola. All right? So, Omaroba, yeah, but sof, ki kapolet, isura kapolet. So, what's the difference, you know, what it was at the time of the Blia? Okay, now when it's polate, it's no sar, it's also. That's the Gemara's question. Here? See, the Gemara tried to answer Gabi Kachim, which Pashbud Vaschala should seal it behind Bissar Kodesh, which the Osil Mocha, we know, so tomorrow it's going to be Noser, and the Chiyod of Vashal Bosar Kodesh Mocha, Polish food, we Gabi, time of Noser, Isakar, so it gives out the flavor of Noser. So he says, no, it's not the same thing. Gabi Kachim, Kibola, Hashbud, a terrible, Ilchak Sagil, Hagola, the Hagola is enough. But Klaimidion, which is Iturabola, requires a stronger thing of Libun. So, but then the Gemara says, what is the difference? How it got into, what the status of the food was, or the meat was, or whatever it is, when it came into the spoon. What's the difference? When it's coming out, it's also. So what's that's the Rabbi's objection. Omar Rabbi, sof, ki kapalat, isur kapalat. What's being purged, what's being expelled, and hence absorbed into the other food, is either way. So what's the difference? So therefore, Rabbah gave a different tarot. It's 23. Ayin Bavan Aleph. Elam Rabbah, Kodshim Hainu Taimayu. They were more lenient by Kodshim. They were not more good. Amar Kol Yom Bayom Nase Gil L'Chaveru. Important line. Again, it's Avodah Zarah. Ayin Bavan Aleph. By Kodshim, every day is Magil. The other day. Meaning, let's look at the Rashi. Rashi helps us out here. He says, Kol Yom Bayom Nase Gil L'Chaveru. Shemivashin Bohen. Okay, basically it self kashers, because when you use the same thing the next day for something else, that's before it never became nosar yet. Okay, every day it becomes kashered, so to speak, by the fact that it never had a chance to become Nosa when it impacted the other food. No, but you release it, but by the time you release it, it never became Nosa yet. Every day, use it, huh? No, you use it tomorrow for something else. I use it for other food tomorrow. So when I cooked with it tomorrow, so whatever flavor came out, it never had a chance to become Nosa. Okay, so there are times it'll be a problem, but it's not always going to be a problem. So says the Gemara, then the Gemara asks, I put it in 25, I chopped up the Gemara just so you see. The Gemara asks, Yehochi Hagola Namilos, why didn't Hagola? Akasha, maybe for Shabbat and other reasons. Okay, that's a sugi there by Kachim there in Avodah Zarah. But there's a fascinating comment by the Rashba in the Bais Aruch. Okay, it's in brief in the Bais HaKotzer, but I printed in the Bais Aruch, Bais Dal Shardala. Okay, and he talks about this issue. And look what he says, he quotes this Gemara. Okay. And he writes that based on this statement, Kol Yom Yom Nasa Gil L'Chaveru. So look about 26. It's the 6 lines down. Sham Inan Mino. Listen to this. The Chol Shabishal Bo La'achar Mikan Niflat Mimenu Ho Iser V'Nichshar Legamrei. Okay, that's what you see from that Gemara. When you cook something else afterwards, so the Isser comes out, and that's going to kasher before it became Osir. Ad Sheikshu, my tongue, Bryce and Magil, what did I go for? It's what it is in the gate. So he says, Bekoshali too, I don't understand, says Roshbo. Mechi, mi adif bishul di yom sheni, mehagola gemura. Yim hagola, have a kasher, ramam, heich makshirin, mahesha chulis shiroba, don't call you on as a gil. And all libun hutsar, kemosha shaninu, misha senu, while libun tzarach shir nitzotzos, nitzotz, right? The sparks have to fly. Like with a torch or something, you know, sparks have to fly, it's be that hot, Right? So I don't understand, says Rava. Says the Rosh Hashanah. I don't understand the flow of the Gemara. The Gemara said, how come we have a seat of a steer? In one place it says these utensils have to be, need Libum. And here it says only needs Hagola. Okay? Okay. So he answered, don't worry, the fact you're cooking it the next day, that's going to take care of the problem. What do you mean? That's not going to be better than Hagola. You know, conceptually, you know, when I cook with it again, well, it is Hagola, because what does Hagola do? If I cook in this pot with hot water again, okay, even though now I'm cooking a different food, what do we do with Hagola? Right? We fill up hot water, right? And if we dip the thing in, if it's a big pot, you have to overflow, whatever. But what Hagola does is it brings the flavor out, right? So here also, if I cook with it, through what I'm also bringing the flavor out conceptually, all right? But as a rabbi, the Rosh Hashanah says, but how does that help? We asked Akasha, over there it said it needs a Libun, and over here it said it needs Hagola. So you go, no, don't worry, because every day, but it's not stronger than Hagola. Okay, that's his kasha. It seems to need Libun. And he discusses that issue. Initially, the Hachi Kamar, the Kachem, a terrible, because he says, because Kachem is a terrible, the Kavan should be Shabbo, Kodim, Shiola, they know, sir, the Cheshegi is Mamma, Hoschal, Alma Shabbola, Shemosa, Kvar Niklash, the Nechla, Shaisa, Kol Kach, Are they bishul zesheni? Achol nisharba ela blia or balua muat bela muat in royal lochol shem nosa dabra balua muat kazeh. So you have to say like this. He says, "Enachanami, it won't eliminate what it does when you cook the second time the next day before it became nosar. So what it did was it weakened that it didn't do the full job." Okay, you know, for a full job, maybe you need something stronger, but it did bring some of the flavor out. It's niklash v'nechlash ha'iser through this bishul sheni. So now there's only a weak blia left inside, and that weak blia is never going to become nosar even when the zman arrives. It's been weakened already. Its koach has been weakened. It's not going to become nosar. Okay, and you know what he said it's like? If you mentioned this yesterday, it's like not branat in a way. Remember you mentioned that. So that's what he says. Right, the fish that came off the grill, we discussed many times. The flavor of the meat that the fish came hot off the grill and was put on a flation plate. Okay, and then the question is, can you now eat this fish with the kutach, with milk? Right, we said yes. Why should Tom Habasa Shakota don't want to call Niklash for Neklash Kolkap Kodem Shiabal a day so Basvachala? Okay? It never became Basvachala. Sha'ina Royal Hikare Basvachala. Little Isa Basvachala. Bechena Baluash and Ispashik Bicholakli. Ain't all the Dabra Wood. Bim Bishul Zahashani. Afal Pish Ain't or Magila Kula. Bekom Wakam Gamu. Idecham Mitzosa Cham Kuli mentioned another din, which I'll explain in a second. At the end of the day, okay, what the Rosh Hashanah seems to be saying is, listen to this, if I go ahead and I have a fleshed pot, okay, and I went ahead and I cooked vegetables or something parv in it, which we said is mutter, we saw that in Ramah, we said it's mutter, so that is a kind of a form of Hagola, and that's going to weaken, just like we said it weakens the noser problem, it's going to weaken the busser or whatever other flavors inside the pot also. To the point that it goes back to, we said it somewhere at the beginning of the year sometimes, it never becomes Basar B'chol. It never has the flavor to become labeled as Basar B'chol. So this is, you know, what I like to refer to as the unusual Hagola, okay? Unusual Hagola, because, you know, you're causing something, you're cooking something else in between. If you cook something else, not Basar B'chol, in between, all right. So listen to what the Rosh Hashanah said. I'll get back to the Chamitz Tosa Cham Kol in a second, which we'll talk about too, great length. But look what the Rosh Hashanah's last three lines. V'hilchach kol kli shabola heter. Okay, it only works by a terabola. Okay, but kol like with the no, you know, the kachim case was meat from korbanos mutter. I'm not talking about here, you know, the case of Avodah Zarah clay midian. But look what he says. The last three lines of 26. V'hilchach kol kli shabola heter ukagon shpud o kedera shal matechas shabisho bo basar. Okay, v'charkach bisho bo yirakos udogim hare niklash bela habasa. The blia of the basman weakened. Shabo ad she'eno ro'i lachol alav shein bas v'cholab umutar levashel bo gvina. Okay, now you can cook milchigs in this pot. Aval kli shabola isa gomer then eno shel olam ad she'kshon hek shegodol kedino eshadarka lahagil v'shadarka lavin labin. Okay, that's it. Isa bola. And in the brief, he says it in the Torah Samayas HaKotzer, Bayis Dal Chana Dal, again, Kli 27, Kli Shabola Heter, Keshpur Ukter Shabisho Babasa, Becharkach Bisho Bodog Marakas, Hutter Levasho Ben La'achami Kan Gvina. Now, it's not the same as the Ra'oah that we had earlier, who just says you wait 24 hours and finish. Okay, but it's an interesting thing. Lefisha Kvar Nismar, Bela Basar, Ben Niklash, Achein Ra'olachas, Alachol Olaf Shein, Isser Bach Rachot. But again, Bamed Ramur, Bishop Bolaet, Kemo, Shemi Armano, Abba Bola Isser, and Assum, Rabbi Salam, and Shiagan, Roy Lag, and Abba Roy Lag. Okay, so that is the din of the Rashba. Okay, yeah.
So this comparison that he made to Nabar Nab, does that mean that Nabar Nab is would only apply when there is not Shisha, meaning?
We'll talk about that. We'll weaken the flavor. We'll talk about it. We'll have to get to it. Okay, that's a good point. Now, the other thing I mentioned, so summarize it again. Okay, so this is an unusual type of Haggolah. Okay, so the Rashba is makel with this, okay, based on a case with Kochim that, if you on the second day you cooked something else, and we say that will serve, so to speak, as a kind of Haggolah to weaken the flavor. And so we'll say the same thing here by a terabola with milk inflation. Okay, now, the truth is, it's not going to be worse than any other Haggolah, really. Okay? Now, we spoke about chamitzos or chamkulo. Again, so the Rashba's chiddush is, if it's Yisurabola, so then you need libra and Haggolah, whatever it needs. Okay, by a terabola, what's the goal? Okay, and as far as like this, I'm just suggesting, but I think it's right. What's the svara? By Isura Bola, what do you need to do? You need to get rid of the Isser, right? You need to get rid of the Isser flavor in order to be able to use this pot, right? You got to get rid of whatever Isser is. Okay, that's only going to work either through Hagola or through Libum. Okay, but when you deal with Hetera Bola, you're not interested in necessarily getting rid of that flavor. Okay, what you're interested in doing is making sure that flavor can't impact something else. Weakening the flavor. That's what I'm saying, that lush I'm using. It's like weakening the flavor, right? In other words, what I want to do with a terabola is just weaken the flavor so that no iser now can be chal through this thing. So then there was no sir, I weaken it so the iser no sir can't be chal. Okay, I don't want to get rid of it necessarily. I just want to weaken it. So weakening it is this funny type of hagola, like this unusual hagola, cooking something in between that serves to weaken it. And especially fits in, we said about Bas V'chol, because it never can be, since the flavor has been weakened, it'll never be, it's not bittel, it'll never be a chal, shame Bas V'chol. Yeah, that's based on what we said, that's what I'm suggesting it means over here. Okay? The other thing is now, he seems to say, the Rosh Bo seems to say that the, right. In that case, the tam isser stays, it's just weakened. You know, it doesn't disappear, it's just weakened to not be able to have any potency. Now, the truth of the matter is, even if it was something, now notice what we're talking about here. We're even talking about something which, you know, the chiddush here is, we're talking here about even the shpud v'aschala, okay, the things we use directly over the fire. So it works even for that. That's like a bigger chiddush, because that's, more intense. This unusual Haggolah works for that also. All right, even for that.
Now, it doesn't make sense because the Haggolah
is a key to the original Chiddush. Yeah, okay, I'm just saying, but it's a bigger Chiddush, I think, to say that it works for someone who was blew out of fire. But okay. Anyway, what? Oh, you have to leave it. Okay, you have to go in. Okay, so I'll send it to you. Check it out. I'll make sure it works because I got interrupted a little. I don't know, lost the Zoom connection. Okay, anyway, bottom line, okay, that which we said that Kedera should be, come back to our topic now, right, to bring all this back around. Okay, our topic, we said Kedera should be, it's true, but you can repair the problem by cooking something else in between. Now, what he mentioned about Cham Nitzos or Cham Kulo is just an interesting thing. We assume that we look at one unit. When I trafe up a pot, I only had a little stuff in it. Okay, in both directions, cham mitzos or cham kulo, we say once part of it is hot, then that spreads to the whole thing. Okay, so even though we don't say, you don't have to kash only one little part, you know, where the little milk splattered and so on, you have to kash all things. Well, I'll talk about that at the, in detail at a different time. That's what he meant. Anyway, that's the Chiddush, so to speak, of this Rashbo. I also printed in 28 the Tshuva of the Rashbo, okay, Tshuva Rashbo, Chelek Aleph Siman Tav Kuf Tezayin, where he says that, that's in 2 seconds there, where he speaks about Na Parnat. He says, V'ikar Taimel Shodomer Zesh Omer Benosin Tam, Bar Nosin Tam, V'basu Chalab Haino Lufisha Kol Bela Heter Shenechlash V'niklash Ad She'ein Bo Ela Nosin Tam, Bar Nosin Tam, Ein Arochel Roy Lochel Olof Shein Isser. He just says the same thing, right? That some notion that it's been weakened. This only applies by bas v'chalav and kachim. Shabbos is bas v'chliv, achakran is bas v'dogim, bas v'chliv, v'kibul adogim tamar gnera, far niklas tamar bas v'chol kach, she'en roi locha olav she'en bas v'kisha ocha b'kuta. Why wouldn't it apply? Unless maybe because these are mashu, I'm not, I have to think. This gives an example. You have a spit, a rotisserie spit that you cook b'sar nevela. Afal pisha tzolbo acharkach basar shkuta lo yetze misur ba'otzar chalabna. It's not going to do anything. Velo od el shakulo nesar kedekamel shamateches cham mitzoso cham kulo. It's a metal conductee, right? Cham mitzoso cham kulo. So therefore, you have to magil the whole thing, or lamen, or libun, and the whole thing. But by kachim, kol shetzila b'tzoso chatos hashta nasis gil l'shlomim de'emesh mekamed da'havi nozer. Okay, it just says it's different over there because it never became noser to begin with. All right, anyway, that's more or less the same idea. So this is a very fascinating, kula of the Rashbo, this funny type of hagola, and we just have to look now is this accepted? So many people do not accept this. It does not appear in the Shulchan Aruch. The tour in our Siman Tzadik Gimel 29 writes, Kosov Bala Iter, quotes the Bala Iter, in Bishol Cholob Mikdevish Gwiterishol Bosor, okay, you cook milk and inflation your pot, he bas yom. Behesh Boshishim Ikema Adam Rashal Bo Mimin Shabishol Bo Akshav, Kevon Shetav Shul Mutter Tamarishon Botel Gwiter Adam Teres. Okay, listen to this one. Okay, it's not, Bala Iter, it's not exactly like the Rashbo, okay? But it in some ways a bigger chiddush even. But if I cook milk in a fleishig ben yomo pot, and there is shishim, okay? There is shishim. There is shishim, right? So ikam adomer mevashel ba mimin shabishel ba achshel. You can now cook more milk in it. In other words, it was a fleishig pot, but you made it milchix. A fleshing pot, I cook milk, right? Again, k'der shom basa, b'bas yoma. But I have shishim.
Huh?
Yeah, now it becomes a milky pot. He behed it. Again, k'der, in bishol chalo b'k'der shom basa, b'bas yoma. B'yesh bo shishim, ikam adam r'basho bo, min shabishol bo, the milk, oat chalo, more milk. Kevon shah tav shol mutter, tam harishon botel u'k'der anami muteris. Okay, that original flavor was weakened, and therefore the pot is also mutter. No, even ben yomo, but the shishim against it. Because shishim knocks out the iser. But v'ikam ma'adomer came in the common to kicheres any yotzim do'ofel olam tam arishon any yotzim olam eno cholav ashram and shibishba achshav min arishon any cholav ashram shari achon eno batal ve'eno takana el shiviri. You have to break it. The Torah doesn't accept this. Okay. Yeah. And then, by the way, he brings the Rashbo later and he rejects it. So he rejects both. All right. And so the Balita says you can now it's mutter to cook more milk in it because the original tam was bottled, but not with a klicher is. All right. Now, the Beis Yosef, um, Yeah, there and here on a siman tzadik gimel. Vika lemedek ma'ika ben the Beis Yosef basically rejects the Rashba. He quotes and rejects the Rashba, and the Shach in the Kudas Hakesed, the long Kudas Hakesed, that happened 34, tries to defend against the Beis Yosef's objections. Okay, now the tour. Yeah, the tour brings. I'm not sure the tour at the end is cholik, but he does quote the Bali Yitur here. So the question is: does the Bali Yitur, the Beis Yosef says, "Vikal meidak ma'ika ben hay the Rashba or mashakazu Bali Yitur"? Okay, and what's the cholik? It's the same idea, and the. I'm sorry, yeah. The tour quotes his Bala Yitur and disagrees, but then he brings the Rashba and doesn't disagree. And the Beis Yosef says, I don't understand. You know, it's conceptually a similar idea, right? It's about weakening the flavor. It's not exactly the same, but it's certainly similar. So the Beis Yosef says, why does the, apparently he says the tour disagrees with the Rashba, okay? And therefore, he said, we don't pass like this Rashba. The Beis Yosef does not like this kula of the Rashba, okay, with this quote-unquote unusual agala. He does not argue with the he's cholik on the Bala Yitur. He quotes the Bala Yitur, but he does not argue with the Rashba. Yeah. So the Beis Yosef includes the tour. It must be. One second. Just a second. I think he does not quote and disagree. Yeah, that's what the Beis Yosef writes, right? Sharbenu Tama Alav and Al Tama Rashba. In other words, now you could argue a basic difference, because according to the Rashba, what is the second item you're cooking? It's not the milk, it's vegetables. He says, V'ein lo amad al karchon lo shari, al kein lo shari Rashba, ela b'shabishu bo yirakos, v'shon cholav kahid bal yitur, lo. Okay, the Hakeven changed position. Not Kalifluga, been Chalali Rakos. Right, Tom Bosa should buy an Olser Chalap. Is that Yosef and Shosef Rakos? The Gamein Lomer, the Lord Sharish by a little Kli. You know, it gives different suggestions, type of Kli that it is, and so on and so forth. So he says at the end, just a minute. I mean, you could make that Chilak. The Rashba just allows vegetables and not milk itself. It doesn't accept that. And then one second. So let me just get this straight. So according to the tour, he wants to say, you see, the problem is you can make a chilik between klicheris and other things. Maybe that's what the Bala Yitur is like. He would not agree with that. It could be that the Bala Yitur and the Rashba do agree. That's what the Shach's going to say. Yeah. And maybe it doesn't weaken the taste the same way. But anyway, it looks like he wants to say at the end of the tour does reject the Rashba. That's what Beis Yosef says. Yeah, now there's also a Tosus in the Chulin, Kuf Yud Aleph and Beis. It's a long Tosus, goes over to Kuvi Beis and Aleph. There are Maskos Hilchas Adogim Shalom Bukhara. That was the not by not case, but I'm interested in the part of the second part of the page where he says as follows. Just one moment. There's the Tosus talking about the case in the Mikdash. Talking about the case in the Mikdash, he wants that the Beis Yosef wants that the Tosus also disagrees with the Rashba, because he brings up the inyan min b'mino do right. In the Beis Mikdash, we followed the right. He raised the question. Tosus raised the question regarding the sugya of Avodah Zarah, and. Yeah, look at 32. We have a debate Tosus. The parakal of Bos Mashna less than the Bohad Rashba. Shakasu Bishmaitz of Dogm Shalom Bakara. The Eid is offered as the Choyo Masa Gilam Her Tamishum Domin Bemino Batal Baro. Midoraisa. Okay, ubechlei mikdash ukba doraisa. That's why it works. Okay, it's not that's you're cooking something else, other carbon, so it's mimimino, and that's bottle barov doraisa. That's why it works. It's not because of weakening the flavor. That's what Tosa says. Tosa said that's why it works in the avodah zarah case, in the case of avodah zarah by kachim. That's where we make it over there, because by where we establish the din is on a deraisa level, min bimino is bottle, and therefore, why did he give the Rashba his answer? Because apparently doesn't agree with it. But he's also always trying to say that the Rashba thinks it's not correct. Okay. Right. The Taz also quotes Kosva Tur B'Shem Rashba. Look at some cotton bays. Like I said before, is different. So that's another answer. They could say they're talking there about a klicheres. All right. Anyway, the Shach in the Nekudas HaKesef tries to answer the tainus of the Beis Yosef. All right, explains the tainus. One other thing the Beis Yosef says. I'll skip to 38. And the Nekudas HaKesef addresses that as well. He says, he quotes a Sefer HaTshuma. Okay. V'chein nir od mashakos ha-reinu b'samoch. You got to look through the sources. I don't want to spend that much time on this. B'shem Sefer HaTshuma. Af l'gav d'b'shar yisun k'dei shul isu shal meis leis v'osu chalav ein okay. Okay. The chalav mutah af l'gav shul meis leis l'chimum ha-mayim. He quotes a Sefer HaTshuma. Okay. By Yisura Bola. Okay. Right. Yeah. Again. Af l'gav d'b'shar yisun k'dei shul isu. This relates to what we were talking about. Remember when you cooked something in, you cooked the milk in it, okay? And now you have to wait 24 hours. And then you cooked something else, and now you cooked water. Does that reset the clock? No, it was 24 hours starting from when? All right, starting from 24 hours starting from when? That's the issue. So he wants the mechalek. You have to be machmir. Well, he says by bus or chalav afugav shemitoch meis leischem mayim master lesser dash bo dim kain dadifem in a hamelosh min the mutal of ashu b'cholam chatfila. Again, we have that sefer in the beginning of the year. I think we had that sefer chuma. We have some by yisur bala, okay, or you know anything was balea. So we need to wait meis leis. But now meanwhile I cooked something else in between it. All right, so the question is, does that reset the clock to the 24 hours? Because where is the 24 hours from? So the Sefer Truma is Makel by Bas V'Cholo, because we Sura, because of a Terabala. That it does not, he says, again, Afal Gav, the Bishari Sun, Kedeu Shal Isu, Shisham Eis Leis, and so on, the Bas V'Cholo Enokain, Cholov Mutar, Afal Gav, Shubitok Meis, as the Chimum Hamayim, even though it's within 24 hours of the cooking in between of the water, you did not have to reset the clock as long as it's mace lays from the first thing. And he says that apparently he's also not like the Rashba. Okay, apparently he's also not like the Rashba. Because otherwise you should dim kain that even have a lish. We should have said even stronger that you can cook milk lechatchila, in there. What do you have to say that again? According to him, once you have that other type of funny hagola. So you can cook milk with chatchila. You don't have to wait anymore. Right after that, you should be able to cook it. So anyway, that's the. So he doesn't think that it's like the Rosh Bo. Nonetheless, the Shach and the Kudus HaKesef concludes in Sifalav Sifkaton Beis. He says the Divrei Rosh Bo Hayim Alach HaPsuka. He defends always the Rosh Bo, and he said the Sefer Truma's case a different case. The water wasn't Lohuchma Mayim Becholak there. The whole there wasn't used. Whatever Teretz said, again he gives a Teretz. So if you look through the Makoris, you'll see. So, but it's an interesting machlokas between the Shach and the Beis Yosef. Okay. You understand what the Rav was from the Rebbe Tamer Truma? All he said is you don't have to reset the clock. So the Beis Yosef, we don't have to reset the clock. It now becomes mutter through this funny hagola. Right, what is it? A bigger chiddush? That's what we should have said. The Kudus HaKesef said, "Okay, he says Sefer Truma Mar Delo Huchmu Becholak Deira." So therefore, it wasn't the whole thing, huh?
Wasn't the whole thing?
That's what he wants to say, yeah. And therefore he thinks, or I suppose Rashi was right. So anyway, those are the sheetahs, you know, you can look through them. It's just interesting things that we never thought about before, okay? In other words, basically he would agree that the Truma Sefer, in other words, what the Sefer Truma wasn't talking about, in other words, Sefer Truma was talking about something else. And he was talking about a case where he didn't fill up the whole thing, but Taka, we fill up the whole thing, then a rock Taka to be Magil, and a Chalami, he would agree with the Rashi. If he filled it all the way up, that's what he suggests. But he just wasn't talking about that case. That wasn't what Sefer Truma was addressing. All right. Last thing, we'll try and finish up. Yeah, we'll try and finish up. We'll finish up. Okay. And that is regarding the lid. Okay. That's the end of the sif. So the dark emosha here, in Sukkot and Beis, right? It's called the Shari Dura. Kisa migder shel basav is samuhu al kder shel chalav. Asar hakol. You put, it could be a problem. I put a fleshig lid on a milking pot. Fleshig lid on a milking pot. Okay, as is everything. Ein shayach nos in tam of God. Shor sicha olam and ogas b'kisu todin and asar bas yoma. Okay, it's always considered bas yoma because of the heat that rises. So it's, even after ben yoma or bas yoma, it's still nos, it's not nos in tam of God. But Rani Ros Raisa Korobosanog and Kagov, Hina Minik Pashman Sano, Shain Poskin, Nosin Tom Gambakisi. Okay, by many people passing this way, that there's no Nosin Tom Gamb by a lid. Okay, but Aniyo Makidav Zagorm Hefsin Mamali Israel, Kidava Ragil, Shriachu, Chumer below Tom. He said, it's a Chumer. No reason it should be any different. Okay, why is it different? The Resicha Shaul Amala, why is it any different than Rote or anything else? He considers it Sora de Chukah. So, in the Ramah, the rewrites over here to finish our Simon, Sadi Gimel, Ramah writes 38, Bedin Kisha Kedera, Kedin Kedera Atzma. Asama Machmir, Bekisha Lamadafi Shein Abinyomun, Dinu Keilu Hay Abinyomun, Bechein Nogin Bitsas Makomun, Bechein Ani Noheg Bipre Aminek, Ramah writes that I'm Noheg that way also, to be machen by the lid, but he's right for chumah below tam. He says, I do it, but it's a chumah below tam, not a real. All right. Yeah, even after Ben Yomo. He said, I think I'm knowing that way, but it's a chumah below tam. We call makom for shul tzav. So I'll get that in a second. He said, when we call makom for shul tzav lahat belavochi, or it's Torah Shabbos, Hefsin Ruba, Yesh lahat emen akisu Ben Yomo. Now, and he had something else. I have a hot lid. Also, that's like steak clearers, Chernobyl Zubuzu, which we talked about, you know, two things to touch. Supposed to avoid it, but supposed to avoid having to touch. Okay, but there's room for some coolers there. If you look in the Shach, all right, the Shach in Sinkot and Dalad says, tries to, even though the Ramor wrote the Chumah below Tam, he tries to find a Tam for it. In the Tzas Tam of Das Mahumish and Sunni, the Chomer Isser Zeyab Arecha Me Isser. Okay. And it'll depend on the type of the pot, he says a little bit, because sometimes, the Taz also says this in Sigurd Bey, sometimes you have pots with a lid, maybe you have some openings that can actually be end there. But let's remember, it's important to bear in mind that the only Kula is Tam. But if there's actually Be'en, then you know, no saying Tam Lefgam. But if it's Be'en, it could be different. Okay, so maybe that's a reason for the Chumrah. All right, he talks about the type of pot that's there, the type of lid. That's what others say. Pesachei Tshuva. First of all, has something funny. Also, he says, I don't know where he gets it from. See, Garden Gimel. He says, "Mikom makom achar shnei chadosh miyishlahater." 2 months, then it's really Lefgam. I'm not sure why. But if you're caught in Dalad, he says, we're talking about a kisu miyucha, that's a lid for a pot, as opposed to just put a plate on top. Okay? Just put a plate, milk a plate, a top of a pot. All right, Chochmas Adam brings up in Klal Mem Vav Siv Gimel, he brings up the possibility of the old Shishim, Kepam Shishim, you know, the Maram Ruber, the 60 times 60, okay, you know, the idea being that it spreads throughout the pot, okay? So maybe we should have Shishim Pam Shishim, he brings that up. What else did I print here? The Aruch HaShulchan. He also has Makel at the end. He says there was only the different type of kisuyim that had, you know, a very narrow top and stuff got caught in there. But at the end, he writes, Avalaksum Shalano, Shem Rechavim, Ve'en Shumachim, Mezubachain, Yish Arj, Afilbe Kisut Tsar, Yish Shishim, Kamal, that's how he did Makel on that also. All right. It's also a matter of how hot it is. That's what the Shach talks about. And okay, so you read the rest of the cards. So just in terms of halacha l'maisa, just to present it quickly. So based on what Ramon just said, so let's say you have the kisu is hot, but the pot is cold. Okay, again, we're talking about a fleshing pot, fleshing lid on a milking pot. Okay, so just halacha l'maisa. Okay, fleshing lid on a milking pot. So if the lid is hot, and we said normal, it came off a hot pot, but the milking thing is itself cool, okay? It's a regular pot, not hot at all. So then the food is mutter, the milking inside the pot is mutter, except if you can do klipa, you do klipa. Let's say if it's liquid, you can't do klipa, so forget it. But the chomer to do klipa, okay? However, the pot itself will have to be kasher, and so will the kisa. Okay, that's always going to be the case, by the way. Okay, the pot, in this kind of case, again, a fleshig thing, I don't know if the pot, unless everything's cold. Okay, but so case one is a hot kisui over a cold pot. So then, the pot is mikasha and the lid is mikasha, but the food is mutter. Except if you klipa, if it's salad, do klipa. If it's the pot itself is boiling, okay, if it's a hot pot, and you put a cold, you took out of the drawer a cold milking lid, you put it over this milking pot, and everything is in the milking pot is hot. So now that's what it's going to depend on whether the kisui is benyom or not. Okay, if the kisui is benyomos, again you have to kasha both the lid and the pot, and the food's going to be also if it's benyomo. If it ain't a benyomo, so then the food's going to be mutter. And the pot's going to be mutter also. That's the one case of the pot will be mutter also. But the lid is going to be lid. Tato agavar. The lid becomes has to be kasher.
So if now the food is kasher, the pot is fine.
If it's ain't a binyomo, the food is okay, and so is the pot. That's the one case where the pot is okay, but the lid will still have to be kasher. And then the third possibility, if you have a everything's hot. Okay, well, then you're in trouble. Okay, if everything's hot, so the food's also, and both the pot and the lid will have to be kasha. Right, so they have the cases. Okay. Nothing, no belief in it. Okay, so I think those are the three cases. All right? All right, so that finishes the study. We'll just take a look at the shach, you know, the super and hang, super and vog. Again, they talk about different types of bliyas. And go over some of the things that we mentioned, but that's the basics of the cinema. I take care of the cinema setting. I'm going to go to the channel. Start something out tomorrow. Okay. This came out.